Swing low, sweet chariot, and make your booty clap. Hey, everybody, it's Uptown East with a brand new podcast. I am low. Here is always with my man B.
What up, y'all? Man, I ain't had no Target Adventures this week, but since we didn't record, we had one last week. I thought it was going to be smooth, but this dude was outside looking for a lighter to light up his cigarette. And I was just like, you know, the store opened up in a little bit, or you could have just, it looked like you walked up here. And if you did drive, that's even worse, because it's a gas station right across the street that you could have stopped at to get a lighter. Ain't nothing at Target that's releasing that requires you to stand up here in line. So why does motherfucker come out in the middle of the parking lot and look up at the sky? It's like, does anyone have a lighter?
Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious?
That's true. And you know, I'm like, man, let me play the role that other people like. If I rolled up my windows. So I had him down. I'm like, oh, that's how the other people like to do it when we walking outside sometimes. So I rolled up my windows too. Like, nope.
Damn right.
I'm afraid.
Oh, man. Yeah, buddy. So, yeah, we had to take last week off, you know. Shit come up, responsibilities, all that stuff. Y'all will be all right, but we here now. We here when y'all need us the most.
We got an email to trickle through.
Yeah, this email was from last week. I'm surprised his ass ain't email again. Like, oh, y'all ain't gonna read my shit. Because he swore we be ducking smoke with him.
I told you we always want to smoke with you.
Oh, man. So this email is from, I guess we'll say friend of the show, Aaron. Email is titled, Change Gonna Come Head Ass. All right. What up, Cass? I turned on that DC app, oh shit, and started watching Static Shock during the lockdown, and that shit did not age well. I can deal with the animation, but the theme song isn't iconic, even when they tried to have La Romeo rap over it. And the music that they use during the episodes is trash. Like, I would rather listen to Designer than that Static Shock beat. Random motherfucker who happened to be in the studio rapping ass.
Hell no. Weren't we still in high school when that show cartoon came out?
I think we was in high school. I think I remember it coming out like in 2000, if I believe. Let me get this shit up.
Of course, when you put like a poppy cartoonish rap song, yeah, that's not gonna live up. But I guess that Waynehead theme song still go.
Yeah, that shit did come out in 2000, and I think it was on for four or five seasons.
Yeah, then he trickled into the Justice League.
Yeah, because they had the old Static.
Yeah. They did the future episode.
Yeah. Man. Look, hey, Aaron, appreciate the email, dog. I can't even hate, dog. Aaron right on this one.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing to say. I tried to save it, but I was like, man, what did he come out? I'm like, whoa, shit. Batman still kind of aged because the content, but damn, you right. Why they do like, Static Shock cartoon?
Why they do us like that?
We need to do Static Shock cartoon. And a rap song that it lasts.
Yeah, I remember because when he sent the email last week, even though we ain't do the show, I went back and binge watched Static. He right, dog. I think like you probably got like the first two seasons. After that shit go to trash. They start doing like after school specials kind of shit.
Right, I think somebody when the parents get involved with these cartoons, that's when I start hating. I was like, if you don't get your kids Disney Channel, leave this shit alone.
what was that nigga name? Who was voiced by Kadeem Hardison, I found out. Rubber Band Man.
He was?
Yeah. Rubber Band Man was voiced by Kadeem Hardison, and then so they had an episode where Static and his little sidekick Gurr. They had to defuse a bomb, and Rubber Band Man was trying to help them. Hey, Tom, so Rubber Band Man trying to help them, and this nigga went to go try this on the bomb. Come to find out, Rubber Band Man can't read. And he
And then
trying to.
all the black people in that show purple.
Hey, yeah, dog.
Out of here.
Dog. And then the episode, because I remember Lil Romeo rapping on the theme song, but I always thought it was always like that, but it didn't happen until they had Lil Romeo on an episode.
I must have stopped watching it at that point.
Nigga, I must have too, because I remember the episode with Shaq. But did you know they also did another episode? I think that was like the last season. They did another episode with it had Steve Nash, Yao Ming, Tracy McGrady, and Karl Malone in it, and they was like a superhero team.
I ain't seen that one either.
And what's really fucked up is, did none of them motherfuckers voice their character?
They didn't want to pay them that money. They was probably asking for too much.
But I'm trying to figure out how the hell could they still use their names though?
They probably paid him a little bit. It's like, if you want our voices, and they probably didn't sign right. Karl Malone.
Hey man, because I know they,
W.
because I was like, Yao Ming don't even speak English. How the fuck this gonna work out? But yeah, they had somebody else do Yao Ming voice.
And they should let it slide.
Oh shit. Hey man. Them motherfuckers, they did us so dirty, man. The animation was really kind of fucked up on this show too. Damn. Damn. All right, Aaron, you got one. That nigga got one. All right. Oh yeah, if y'all want to email the show, you can email us uptownentboys@gmail.com. So,
Please email us. No, I'm just playing. I mean, we can hold our own, but we like to hear from y'all too. Plus, I want to know who all listening and what y'all like.
right. We like when y'all argue with us every now and then.
Oh girl, Jazz, what's up with her?
She has some personal stuff going on in her life. I ain't heard from her since that. I don't know, but Jazz, if you are listening, if you still listening, I know you had some stuff going on, whatever, but feel free to reach out. We do miss hearing from you. You was the honorary Uptown ENT girl.
Right.
Man. Hey, so B, we gotta do it, man. We gotta talk about George Floyd, the death of George Floyd. I don't want to say the killing because we could get sued, even though everybody saw the video.
Oh, we can? Oh man, is
I
this a
think
Trump
you,
thing?
man, I don't, oh,
Is
that motherfucker.
this a family like to protect families and stuff
Well,
until a, or is, you know what I'm saying, like illegal, like while still going through the court? But I know that I heard he was charged.
yeah, he was charged. He got charged with, what was it, third degree murder and manslaughter. I think the third degree murder carries like a 20 to 25 year charge, and manslaughter is 10 years. And I'm just telling people, don't get their hopes up.
He got third degree. Well, I get that must be a Minnesota thing because I ain't never heard of third degree or wherever you're Minneapolis. My bad.
The thing about it is, and could you ever wonder how so many people get charged with murder, especially when it comes to like people killing us, and they always charge them with murder, but then they end up walking on the charge? Because murder is so hard to prove, because a murder charge means that you have to have like you were, it was content there, like you was really trying to kill this motherfucker, like you was like, I'm gonna kill this motherfucker today, and you, that's what you set out to do.
So everybody judging the thing. I mean, I don't know how big the officer is. I mean, George pretty big, but your neck is fragile, especially at the age of 40. You putting your knee like in a, he was like in a crevice of his neck.
Dude. And
And
it
all
was.
his weight was shifted to that side. I mean, your neck can't handle that much. Your neck ain't, I mean, you ain't no damn superhero.
And I mean, you and you He was on him for like what, like 9 minutes?
I think so. The videos, his eyes was popping out. So yeah, he was crushing his ass.
Dude, just the fact of listening to that man cry and everything, when he got to the point where he was like, he literally cried out for his mama. Doc, I had to turn that off, man. Knowing what the end result was already, I had to turn that off, man. Cause I was like, dog, he just knew at that point, he was like, dog, I'm about to die.
Yep.
And
people, man, don't sit here and demonstrate the move on other people, because you put in the, like, it's not even cool.
Like, so I did see one person was doing that, but it looked like they was, I did see two people doing it. I don't know them personally, but I saw it on, I saw somebody had reposted it on Facebook, and it looked like, It looked like they was just joking around. It was two white people and they was like laughing and shit like that or whatever. And, you know, can y'all not do that, please?
Right. Because when we get mad, they want to make fun of it. All right. But when it's the other way around, it's just a big deal.
Man, my heart has been warmed by looking at the news and looking on social media and seeing so many people that don't look like us, people that don't look like you and me, saying that, hey, you know what? There's some BS, man. Black Lives Matter. Like, you know, some people have even went as far as like, fuck the police, like Madonna did, even though she got in trouble a couple days later.
Is she?
Yeah, dude. So, hey, and you know, I ain't got no problem with it. But she posted a video of her son dancing to that MJ song. You know, They Don't Really Care About Us.
I saw that.
And which, by the way, man, did you know that that song got banned?
Yeah, you don't ever hear it unless you go on streaming. They played. You saw the video one time, and that was gone.
That's crazy, dog. Like, of all the stuff, I ain't gonna get to an argument of, you know, saying what he was suspected of doing or whatever. But of all the stuff that he was accused of, him making a video about that, about like some black empowerment, got him out the paint. Like, that just shows you that, like, America, like, that shows you how much America values white privilege and being quote unquote superior to over other races.
Right.
And I hate to say it. And you know what? Nah, I don't hate to say it. Shout out to Will, because Will told us we need to start standing up on her. I hate to say it. Damn, why I say it again? Nah, but for real though, racism is as American as apple pie. It's as American as baseball. Racism was built into America. Just like I kind of feel like racism or something is built into these cops. It's something about the way that they're trained that just makes them, when they interact with black people, their ability to de-escalate and, you know, kind of like calm stuff down and just treat people like they're human beings, it goes out the window when they interact with black people.
It does.
Like,
I think some of the people starting to realize that, like, so, like, it was like, nah, you crazy that the world ain't like that, but now they're starting to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, the white people out here protesting with us, they getting called, like, the Trump protesters, and up there wishing they would die, too. I'm like, dang.
Did you say wiggles?
I said wishing they would die, too.
Oh no! I thought you said yeah, the white people out there protesting the wiggers.
Oh no! With us.
Oh, okay. I was like, damn, he broke out the wiggers. I ain't heard that in a minute.
Oh man!
But I mean, and that has been good to see, because I saw in Kentucky, it was about to break down in terms of like a, you know, black people of color facing off against the police. And then you saw a line of white people come forward, white men and white women, old and young, stood in front of these people of color and was like, nope, you ain't gonna do nothing to these people. And the police in Kentucky backed down.
Really?
So that right there in itself just kind of like shows me like, dude, y'all was all gung-ho and ready to do what y'all do, ready to get busy with these black people. But then you got white people standing in your way like, you want to get to them, you got to go through us. That old playground rule.
Right.
And you literally saw the big bad bully back down because they like, I don't want none of you. So it's amazing to me, man. And I was watching CNN last night, Friday, because this is when they had protests all throughout the country. I mean, everywhere. Like, dude, they had protests in Des Moines, Iowa. They had protests. Iowa? Yeah, and yes, me too. Me and wifey was like, Iowa?
Dang.
Dude, they had protests in Iowa. Obviously, they had protests in Atlanta, downtown St. Louis, L.A. L.A., they shut down a few freeways in L.A. And you know how big the freeways are in L.A., so it had to be a lot of people out there for them to shut them down. New York had protests, which I saw somebody from the NYPD call one of the protesters a stupid bitch and then shove her into fucking next year. And she ended up having to go to the hospital for broken bones and stuff because he shoved her that damn hard.
Yeah, man. Is it not that serious?
It's not that serious, dude. It's just like, why can't y'all just go? Like, dude, y'all just got a problem with black people protesting. Because I didn't hear all this outrage except from people that look like us when they did that march, when those quote-unquote good Americans did that march on the state capital of Michigan, and they had guns and was literally in the cops' faces yelling at them. And a couple of them was like pointing guns at the cops. And the cops didn't do nothing. Wasn't no tear gas thrown or nothing.
Fully armed. ARs. The cops ain't even got them guns unless a SWAT come out. So, man.
Motherfuckers walk around with rocket launchers, my G.
You go plug in. That's because, and they, I bet you if you go up to them and say, this is white privilege, they go look at you and be like, what? You stuck in the house? No, brother, because if we came up there and pointed a gun in the cop's face, we shot. That's what they mean by that.
Man, if we, we definitely couldn't get it on cop face and scream and yell.
You see what we do when we trying to exercise over, like, we ain't do no, they getting slammed around.
Dude, we get in trouble just for filming shit.
That's what we saying. Like, by privilege means you can point a gun at a cop's face and I can't. I'm trying to exercise my right.
And I'm not saying I even want to be able to do it. I'm just saying I'm not even saying I want you to get your ass whooped just like I would. Or killed. I just would like. I don't know if I'm saying I would like the opportunity to do it or what, but I just wish everybody got treated the same and fairly.
Right, that's all we want. We don't want special privilege. And they making it seem like we want special privileges. We want the same privileges as everyone else. Mm-hmm. Same rights. That's it. I don't want to be better than you. I just want the same.
Cause and you heard I've heard it, especially heard locally. I've seen a couple of people, like Asian business people, Jewish business people, Indian business people, Middle Eastern, whatever have you, and they pretty much came out and said like, yeah, it's a reason why, you know, whenever something happens in my shop with black people, because most of their shops are in predominantly black areas. He's like, a couple of them said, it's a reason why, you know, I just will like let like the neighborhood handle it. Like, I know people in the neighborhood and I'm like, hey, so-and-so came in here and they stole something. Can you get that back from me? Or can you go ahead and get my money from them? Because they have said, like, I know if I call the police, there's a strong chance that person is going to get killed. And I don't want to do that to the community that I live in, that I work in.
Right, because it's going to be a riot.
Yep.
Like, damn, I'm about to the shit getting burnt down.
But it does seem like it does seem like that's the only way people get hurt because, well, nah, because y'all heard what Colin Kaepernick had to say. Y'all just don't like the message because y'all keep on talking about peaceful, peaceful, peaceful. But when Colin was being peaceful, Colin was just kneeling. Colin didn't even say what he was kneeling for until y'all came and asked him. And then when he told y'all why he was kneeling, y'all made it something totally different. And then they just like, why can't he protest another way? He's doing a silent, peaceful protest.
What are you going to
Y'all get
protest with no audience?
right. What you want him just to sit at home and protest? Like you just hate being confronted with it. And that's the problem. I don't know, man. I don't know because
It's the thing with people with money protesting that gets under their skin. Like, what are you crying about?
Yeah.
Well,
Dude.
they got to be the voice of, they got the podium. Nobody listening to me or you
Right.
about it. They gonna listen to him. He
They
a big
still,
star.
dog, they still get mad at LeBron. Whenever LeBron speak out on stuff, they be like, you live in a gated community. You got acres that you live on. What are you talking about racism? Like, a man don't have to be affected by racism. And I would venture to say that even rich people are affected by racism. It might not be on the level that everyday Joes like us are,
My
but they
thing
probably.
is, don't yell out freedom of speech if LeBron can't talk or any celebrity. They got freedom of speech. You mean to tell me since they're making money, they got to shut up?
The freedom of speech only comes into play when the person is saying something that you agree with.
Or you posting wild shit on Twitter and they bang, like, oh, what my freedom of speech? Oh.
Man, he a fucking ass half of that shit, dude. You know he really did sign that damn executive order. I thought he was playing.
And you know Twitter been trolling him now.
Yeah, they just been flagging all of his stuff now. Which is crazy though, because the dude who runs Twitter is a registered Republican, and he actually donated to the Trump's campaign back in, was it 2016?
And I guess he just realized he's an idiot.
Right.
How the fuck did I do that? Oh, this is what you doing?
Better late than never, I guess.
Right.
Hey man, a lot of people who voted for him know because they was just like anybody but Hillary. A lot of people are realizing that they fucked up though, right? Like they've been realizing it, but especially with that dog whistling he be doing, where like I said, the white people who was marching and stuff like that, and they was like, "Hey, we need to open this state back up." They were proud Americans who just wanted to be liberated, but when you see all these black faces in Minnesota and across the country. Just being like, man, this ain't right or whatever. And yeah, there was some looting and stuff like that. I mean, look, what you want people to do? People are angry. I ain't saying it's right because it is wrong. But you know what you want people to do? People tired of not being heard. But those people are called thugs. He put it in all caps, thugs. And then he did one of the Ronald Reagan quotes. What was it? When the looting starts, the shooting starts. That racist ass quote, basically saying that, like, hey, they start looting, y'all cops know what to do, y'all better start capping them. And as usual, whenever he get questioned on it, be like, hey, that was quite racist what you said. Do you know where that came from? I don't know where that came from. I just thought it sounded good.
Did you know where they came from?
Man, dog. I'm beyond thinking that this motherfucker is dumb. I don't think he's dumb. I think at this point, he knows exactly what he's doing and he's placating to his fan base.
Circus show, man. We don't. We playing with a country, man. Come on. This is like other countries looking at you like, what is your problem?
Man.
They about to do you like they did North Korea.
Yep. Dog,
They about.
me and my wife was watching that the protest last night, and she said, you know what? If all these people out here protesting, if they just go and vote, we could definitely get him out of office.
They better.
And
Some
I'm
go.
like, yep. But you're gonna have them people who gonna be like, nah, man, I don't fuck with Joe. Look, Joe is not the perfect candidate. But compared to what we got, dog, I'll vote for one of my dogs before I vote for Joe. I mean, Trump, sorry.
Get that.
I don't know, dog. It hurts, man. It hurts, and it's really almost to the point now. And this is just me. This ain't me speaking for Uptown. This ain't me speaking for B or anything like that. And I, you know, B can, you know, debate me or whatever. But I'm at the point now, dude, if I see people being silent about this, black, white, whatever, I'm going to assume that you the ops, dog. I'm going to assume you on the other side. Because there should be no reason why that man got killed. Why can't he just be taken in peacefully?
You could have lifted him up and put him in the car.
Right. Even if he was geeking, because they was like, oh, he possibly has some intoxicants in his body. Even if he was geeking, guess what, dog? Y'all got him handcuffed. He's handcuffed, and you got two of your other buddies holding him down, holding his legs and, you know, laying on his back. Why do you feel like you need to lay on his neck? Or have your knee firmly planted on his neck.
That's a big dude, man. If he wanted to break free, he could have got up.
Right.
Just looking at them cops, like, saw, like, him standing next to them cops when they was from that restaurant or bar camera. That's a big dude. I'm like, I don't know what happened between there and the cop car, but, I mean, they still ain't said why they arrested him in the first place or detained him. But
he was suspected of passing a counterfeit $20 bill. Right. And then even the store owner who called the police about it, he was like, you know what? Number one, he was like, you know what? I regret doing that. Had I known that this was going to happen. And then he's like, you know what? I don't think dude even knew it was a counterfeit $20 bill, which most of us probably wouldn't even know unless it was like some glaring stuff. Because normally when you go places and you get change or something like that or whatever, you know, counterfeit money just end up getting passed around.
Right. Some of us, we just hand the cash over. We ain't looking at no counterfeit 20 because y'all only marked the hundreds.
Right. We ain't trying to hold it up in the air and look.
Right. I got what I give you after ATM. But even then, y'all so quick to call the cops on petty stuff and ass first.
Yep.
If he would have started the scene, then I guess you ain't got no choice but to call the cops, but at least ask.
Yeah.
A lot of people be like, hey, sir, this $20 bill is real. Like, I would have looked at him and be like, damn, I need to go back to the bank then because I sure got this off the ATM.
No, and if it gets that bad, if they do want to go ahead and make a scene or whatever, you know, all you can do is just like, hey, get the hell out of my store. Get out of my store and don't come back. And, you know, Even if you don't get the goods that you sold them back or whatever, because some people be like, man, fuck you, I'm leaving. It's $20, man. Now, granted, I'm saying it's $20. It ain't my $20, but really, is $20 worth dying over?
Oh.
It just make me, man. It make me sad, man. And I'm just tired of people that look like us. You know, being just like we getting it on all fronts. We getting it from citizens with Ahmaud Arbery. We getting it from the police. It's just like, damn, who the hell can we run to? And I mean, you know, of course, somebody gonna say black on black crime. Okay, fine. If you want to throw that up in there, yeah, we getting it from each other too. But white on white crime is actually statistically, you know, higher than black on black crime. But we ain't gonna talk about that. It's just, what was that?
I said, they're going to be like, it's fraudulent. No, it can't be.
No! But it's disheartening, bro. Yeah, man, so just RIP. And yeah, man, these riots, as y'all call them, I call them protests. This is all a result just from y'all, from over 400 years of y'all not listening to what black people have been telling y'all about we are treated like third class citizens. We ain't treated like first. We definitely ain't treated like first class, and we for sure ain't treated like second class. We treated like third class citizens. We treated basically like, oh damn, y'all still here? I thought y'all had left.
We spending money here, shit. So we built this country too.
Yep. And if you want to really be frank with it, a lot of the minorities actually did a whole lot more for America than white people did. There, I said it. Mm. And fuck Christopher Columbus too.
Nobody should be celebrating that motherfucker.
Man, hey dog, we had that damn motherfuckers had that argument every year when Columbus they come around talking about.
Hey, he discovered him. How you discover something somebody was already at?
Oh yeah, one last thing I do want to go ahead and then we can pivot to something else. I saw a little nice back and forth on Twitter with I think the dude was a state rep. I forget what state he was from, but I just remember somebody like took him down textbook because he said protests, loot and looting will not bring back George Floyd. Somebody commented and said it said bombing the Middle East will not undo 9/11. I was like,
damn. I ain't no rebuttal.
They don't want to talk about that, dog.
No rebuttal.
That whole eye for eye, tooth for tooth thing is cool when it's something they want to do. But be very careful, man. Be very careful. Be very careful, man, because people tired. And when people get tired and they get angry, they do some things that they normally wouldn't do. All right.
Fuck these Jordans, man. How?
Hey,
hold so on, quick and get these damn shoes, man. Like, come on. Like, I was 8:59. I was in there. I hit the button my size. They talking about it sold out, man. Fuck you.
Hey, hold on. Let's see.
I wasn't even in line for that. I was in line for like 2 seconds. And it was like, they said, hang tight. The screen changed. I was like, oh, I got these mugs. Not available. I'm like, I was in the... Come on, man.
Hold on. Let's set it up.
The algorithm for this shit ain't right, man.
So B was trying to buy a pair of, what was it, the Retro 13s?
13s, the Flints. Yeah, man. Blue and grays.
And apparently he ain't get them, so... Hey, wait a minute. Hey, speaking of Jordan, dude, it's somebody, Vice. Vice is actually doing a documentary. They're doing a documentary on Jordan, on the shoes, and basically, you know, all the havoc and chaos that has ran rampant through the community because of those shoes. You know, because you remember back in the day, people was getting killed for them shoes.
Because they're trying to sell them, motherfuckers, like, just wear them, motherfuckers. Somebody was just trying to be in style-esque. Sit your ass down somewhere.
And then also Nike is culpable too in all of that because they literally will only make so many pairs of shoes. Like, so they try to make them collector's items. And it's just like, dude, just make more shoes, man. You see so many people getting killed and acting stupid for these shoes.
Right. And then the rarity and the thing is gone because they'd be like, oh, anybody can get them now. Nobody will want them for real. I'm like, I still got these shoes. Oh, if my pair ruined, I can just get them again. Man, just keep them up for a year or so. I don't know, man. They just helping these people come up with these pop-up stores so they can sell these shoes for $800.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to buy them for $800, and then the cycle just continues. Like, mm-hmm. My motherfucker just decided not to buy these shoes off of somebody else and just let them ride. Then they stop selling them. Like, they stop buying them. Oh. These motherfuckers, like, paying $500 for a $200 shoe.
Mm-hmm.
All that. Fucking.
Hey, man, I heard you this riled up in a minute.
And these motherfuckers spend $100 on a bot so they can get a shoe. Fuck out of here.
Really? That's what they be doing?
Yeah. Yeah, man, they be going, and they had to have. I was in there at like 8:59. I hit the button. They was like, "Hang tight," and then I went through, and I picked my size, and they said it was sold out. I'm like, "How, Sway? How, Sway?" I don't. This has got to be a bot.
Man,
If
I
you
don't understand how them bots work,
they usually cross out your size if it's not available. Everything, all the sizes when I went in there were still available. Because I was still in it when they said mine wasn't available, the other one. I was like, oh shit, this is smooth. No. The Nike app, I did the sneaker app, and I already had my payment information in. All I had did I just click my size and hit pay. It was like, you ain't get it. Like, what the fuck going on with these shits? Now you can't even get on any shoe site right now.
Yeah, them motherfuckers crashed, dog. Or they, because I just went on the finish line. So I was about to buy them foam posits I was talking about before we was doing the pre-production. Dog, Finish Line's website is down.
Like all of them. The Nike site don't work. Nike say error. If somebody fucked up, man. They need to redo this. Not even mug sold out. So I don't get it. They want to say thanks for your patience. It'll be worth it. Man, fuck you. About them.
How about that?
Tripping.
Oh man, that's man, damn dog. I hate that for you, man. I really do, dog. I hate that for you, bro, because you was genuinely excited.
Was man, that just shot me down. I guess I'll go for the Year of the Rabbits next week, but I probably won't get them either. Only like a select few Jordans, and I'm mad I missed out on the LeBrons, the Lakers.
Yeah, them motherfuckers
But I had to pick a shoe. I actually saw them, but I wanted these Jordans more. But I was like, shit, I should have went after them. I wouldn't even go wear them LeBrons because I ain't got no outfit to match that shit. I was gonna put them up.
nice, man. Hey, man. I'm not sure if I should say this right now, dude, because it might make you mad, but it's you ranting that's good content. But I saw social media early this week. They said dudes with they said dudes with the with good shoe collections be the most toxic.
Said that shit.
Come on, you know Black Twitter said it.
Dudes with the most collection be the most toxic. Well, I ain't really got a shoe collection. I just got I'm a sometime shoe collector. Like only I pick and choose. I can't get every release. Like Adidas came out the Year of the Rabbits, and then in December the Royals come out. Yeah. That's it.
All right, I'm with you. That nigga's like, hey, don't let me in.
Right. And these sites not even working no more, man.
Yeah, dog, it's trash, dog. Cause I didn't try to go to. I was already on Finish Line. I just tried to go to Foot Locker. Like everything just gone.
Like I'm about to. Oh yeah, are these stores open in the mall?
Yeah, the mall. Well, they should be. The malls are open.
You can't even get in there on East Bay. I can't believe Dick's got the issue. They probably ain't got them on my size. Product not available. Man, what are we talking about, man? This shit made me mad.
Nothing, man. I just wanted to talk about because it seemed like people care because they fucking touchdown dancing, even though it don't affect y'all in no way, and they still got more money than y'all. But Kylie Jenner, she is no longer the youngest self-made billionaire according to Forbes. Basically, Forbes did some looking into the numbers, and they said that Kylie or her mom inflated the wealth documents they provided to the publication about her company's revenue, and personal wealth. And Forbes is like, nah, you're not a billionaire. You worth just under 900 million. And it's a whole bunch of people who probably ain't got a dollar to their name. They touchdown dancing, dog. Like Forbes has been, that's been a thing for years. People lying to Forbes. Like Trump did it for years, and he actually boasted about it. He was like, "Yeah, it's the greatest thing in the world. You could literally just tell them how much you're worth."
Right.
But I see a bunch of people on social media like, that's what that bitch get. And, I never trusted them motherfuckers anyway. Black man, take notice. Yeah, man. Hey, man, you want to talk about that? You want to talk about you've been watching that Last Dance documentary? You want to talk about what you just seen so far?
Fuck your shoe.
Yeah, dog. You about to be like, you know, with MJ.
Look what you done created, bald-headed motherfucker.
That dirty-eyed motherfucker.
Man, no. Whiskey-eyed motherfucker. Anyways, man,
Belkita-eyed ass nigga.
the documentary good, man. I guess I shouldn't blame. I should blame these motherfuckers at these resellers, man. He created that shit. Fuck
I mean,
Hey,
dude,
they going. I
just
guess.
make more shoes.
Hey, so it's about a six ring, pretty much. But they going back, and that should be taking me back because I should be looking at the games. And there's some shit I didn't even know that happened. His interactions, like, cause you thought they like hated all each other on the court, but then they be playing pickup games with each other off the court and stuff, practice.
He played with everybody except Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah,
Go
he did
figure.
that to himself.
Nigga, what? Hold on.
Though he did, come on, man, come on, he did that to himself, though.
Okay.
Watch
Okay.
it,
You know what? Yeah, nigga, I watched that bullshit.
yeah, he
Okay.
did that. Isaiah even Thomas, he admitted that nobody wanted to play with him. It wasn't just Jordan, though.
But he people ain't want to play with him because he was like the head of the players, he was the head of the players union and a lot of agents. And I think that's what stemmed from Jordan not liking him because Jordan's agent, David Falk, and Isaiah used to butt heads a lot. But that still don't excuse the fact that Jordan was like on Team USA. He was like, hey, if Isaiah on this team, I'm not on this team.
Right.
Like, come on. And then Jordan sat there and lied and said, hey, I didn't say that there. I didn't say that. I don't know what you're talking about there. But some dude that he entered the interview him with Sports Illustrated back in like 2011 or something like that. He recently posted audio of Jordan said, yeah, I told them I wasn't playing if Isaiah was on the team. And I'm like, that nigga lied, dog.
That's good. But look though.
Hey, all I'm saying is you pop shit, apologize, man. Don't be sitting back acting like Isaiah was the problem.
And he shake Jordan hand at the whole team. He just walked out the stadium.
I was gonna say the whole, but all the Pistons ain't shake Jordan hand.
But Isaiah
All of them. Dennis
defeated.
Rodman was on that damn same team too.
They followed Isaiah. When you the leader, man. You know what I'm saying? You know the leader take get it. They get all the smoke.
Man, I know what a
Did it
lot of
because Larry
people.
Bird did it. I'm like, you can't follow what that motherfucker do.
A lot of people do not like Isaiah because of comments they think he made about Larry Bird. That whole if Larry Bird was black, he'd be just an average another average NBA player. Isaiah didn't say that. Dennis Rodman said that when he played with the Pistons, and they came and asked Isaiah about it. Isaiah was like, "Yeah, I agree," but he ain't the one who said it. But Isaiah, the only one from that team who still get heat for it. And people like, oh, Isaiah Thomas is racist and stuff like that. And people try to lean on that. But I know one thing, though. Isaiah, for as little as Isaiah is, none of them niggas be trying to check him. Because he like, yeah, I be seeing all them dudes all the time. Don't nobody say nothing about any problems they got with me. They be all smiling in the pictures and shit. Scottie Pippen
It's
ass,
got
man.
to do probably talking bad about fear. Yeah, I was just playing basketball, and I don't know. You talk about Tony Kukoc. Now they was team double teaming him in the dream team. game.
Dude, to me, it kind of seems like it kind of seems like that it almost seems like Jordan, because this was a Jordan piece or whatever. Jordan had to say so on everything that was published in this documentary. To me, it seems like Jordan had he got a problem with Scottie from the old Scottie took a shitty ass Scottie literally took a shitty ass contract because he was worried about financial security. And Jordan was like, Scottie was selfish. Like, was he selfish or was he stupid? Because I call that stupid taking a shitty ass contract.
Yeah, he was stupid for taking that contract. He should have just, but if he would have got traded, he'd have been stupid too, though. I don't know, man. King winning one, him and Jordan was a duo.
Yeah, I mean they were a duo, and but man, it just seemed like did nobody look come out looking good in that documentary other than MJ. And being that MJ signed off on all this stuff, it was just kind of like another like victory lap for MJ. Like, yeah, look at how great I am. Like, I think that dude really has an ego problem. Like, he probably feel like motherfuckers talking shit. They must have forgot, like Roy Jones Jr.
They did hit his legalities and speculations as the media tried to eat that motherfucker alive though back then.
Man, why, man, hey, you know that motherfucker got, you know that motherfucker when he went to go play baseball, dog, it was basically he got suspended for gambling.
For real?
Like, come on, dog. That motherfucker talking about, so, you know, I had to go away because of my dad. Man, wait a minute, dude. Okay, I understand your father died, but why didn't you just go on ahead and just not play sports, period? Why you have to leave playing basketball? Why, just to go play baseball? Like, if your father died and you so hurt about it, wouldn't you have just sit your ass down altogether? You try to buy more shoes? So this would be around the time of the podcast where, since B has went away, I would start talking stuff about him. I ain't gonna talk stuff about him, but I will just go on ahead and say this, that in my humble opinion, I can't discredit anything Michael Jordan is doing, but it's a lot of Jordan fans that have made me not like Michael Jordan. That's the same thing, like, you know, with a